Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Beautiful day, a little chilly, kind of cold as fuck, actually, for Florida. It was like low 40s last night. I know, other parts of the country and world, but, yeah. You know, for this cold weather weenie at this point.
It's nice, though.
Because I went from Wisconsin to California.
Jeez, that's crazy. That's a huge, well, there's a cultural difference there, too, isn't there?
Yes. Well, it's actually... Chicago, Wisconsin, Chicago, Texas for just a couple of months. Wisconsin, Chicago,
right?
California.
Gosh,
those were my moves.
Right. Then Florida.
Then Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Redneck Riviera, USA.
That's right.
It's in the low 60s here today and sunny. Beautiful day, actually.
Matt Gaetz. Still our representative.
Proudly still our representative here in Florida's first district. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
I've been trying to send a work email for the last 30 fucking minutes. I can't do it. The internet keeps going out. I fucking hate it.
Oh, see, I think our show might cut in and out, maybe.
Fuck this infrastructure. I cannot do shit.
It has
with
been
this fucking internet
recently.
God.
Remember the Cox? It is Cox Cable, and we had the. Remember the Cox truck? was out across the street.
God. Fuck, you know, I mean, it's like. Whatever. Fuck these people. Fuck Cox. They fucking suck.
Nonetheless, we are recording. Oh, yeah. I'm getting error messages now.
Damn. I just... Never mind. It doesn't matter. Who needs the internet? Fuck it. God, infrastructure sucks. Sucks in Florida. So stupid.
It's been popping back on, so hopefully it'll
be
back in a moment.
Every other modern country on the planet, the internet doesn't pop in and off. It's just off here all the fucking time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
God, the internet sucks so much.
It does, though.
Dick.
Yeah.
Here.
At least.
And particularly Cox.
It may go in and out a lot there, but it's a lot faster than what we have here.
The people at Cox owe our listeners a fucking apology.
Because there's
that's a true thing.
Don't ask for refunds.
Yeah, for our show.
Right.
Oh, shit. Now get your money back from these cable Nazis. Go get your fucking shit back from them.
Obviously, you're listening as a podcast. Thanks for joining us or listening as a rerun.
If you're lucky enough to be able to download this on some internet, God, that's good for you.
Or downloading us at crabdiving.com. Then thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us here to pay that Cox bill.
Yay. Yeah, we're paying it. Isn't that great? Oh, I mean, imagine they have a service that you don't have to fucking deliver to pay for. You fucking have to pay it or they'll come get you.
They have been pretty good recently, though. I can't really complain that much.
I fucking can't. Trying to send this
email.
Well,
I understand.
And then this other thing, I'm editing this dumb fucking thing for work on this web-based program.
Oh, that's,
and it keeps fucking up. And I can't work with this fucking internet. Ugh. My whole day's been like this, man. I mean, I'm fucked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Over to the commie pink. Well, I can't really check it, can I? Mm-mm. I can't even check stories.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can fire them up on my headphone or on my cell
phone. We can't do shit. Let me see if I can pray to some god to have the internet work. That seems about as likely.
Let's see, cellular.
Cellular. We got to go back at that 56K. That was good shit. That was good internet, that 56K. This sucks.
Where was this?
56K.
In LA or
dial up. Oh, whatever. It's back. We're that back. Shit worked. This sucks.
The internet's back, bullshit. Everyone. At oh, least it's for back. The show.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, cocks, you motherfuckers.
Thanks, live listeners who may just be popping in. Thanks. And thanks
you're
to the podcast people who left.
You're going to the same thing. Oh, you think you don't think this is compelling? Oh, my God. All the boring, shitty fucking podcasts out there. Oh, my God.
Please. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Oh, it's our friends across the pond. Why is she still here? Truss taking on Walter.
Ooh.
Second top official out. Oh, they lost somebody else over there. Right. I didn't know.
I'm going to hit send on this.
Go for it.
I can all of a sudden.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss described herself as, quote, a fighter and not a quitter today as she faced a hostile opposition and fury from her own Conservative Party over her botched economic plan. Within hours of the defiant statement, her government was teetering on the verge of collapse. A senior member of the government left her post with a fusillade of criticism at Truss. And a House of Commons vote descended into acrimony. This is the HuffPo, but it's the HuffPo UK.
Right.
Oh, it's AP. Because they're using like kind of British writing here. House of Commons vote descended into acrimony and accusations of bullying. Don't bully me. Home Secretary Suella Braverman said she resigned after breaching rules by sending an official document from her personal email account. She used her resignation letter to lambaste Truss, saying she had concerns about the direction of this government.
Mm. Rotten hell, you conservative motherfuckers. Rotten hell. I love it. It's great, right?
I don't have anything else, Shelby. The business of government relies upon people accepting responsibility for their mistakes, she said. Pretending we haven't made mistakes. We're sorry we tanked the pound and destroyed the stock market.
Get the fuck out.
And fucked our credibility worldwide.
I don't understand when these conservatives apologize for doing something they absolutely
well, there they
to
do.
Fucking do. They don't mean it.
Not here.
Right.
They don't even apologize here.
They're making her.
Fuck, we're going to destroy more.
The only reason they're apologizing over there because they have reasonable checks and balances, it seems.
Oh, I forgot my coffee.
You know what I mean? I mean, they have reasonable checks and balances over here. Fucking Louis Gohmert can be a representative, and the only notable thing that motherfucker ever did while he was in government was he set his patio on fire, having a dumb fucking cookout. How fucked up must he have been? Do you think he got wasted and had all his dumb fucking Texan friends come over? You know, they got all tanked and had a cookout. That's what he did. That's what conservatives do. They do weird shit if you don't have checks and balances on them like this. I wish we had this.
The cutting in and out still a little bit, yes. Maybe everyone. Apologies to live listeners.
Dear Jesus,
we're cutting in and out.
I'm so sorry for whatever we said in our podcast to offend you, so you had to interfere with our internet connection. I'm so sorry, God.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo is about what's going on with our pals over across the pond.
Hello!
To our dear listeners over there. We have a bunch of listeners over there.
Thank you for listening.
Also, let us see in the, why am I getting this ad on the HuffPo? 28-day fasting challenge for weight loss.
Fucking, is it the dog?
God, Shelby, have you been surfing for weight loss programs?
No, she hasn't, but you ordered those low-calorie tweets.
Tweets, the tweets?
You get them tweets, them low-calorie tweets.
But they're dog treats. This is like for people.
That's bullshit. You get them low-calorie tweets.
What the fuck? So over to the Drudge Report.
Hey,
let's check out what the headline there is.
Look at the cum on this dress.
Putin declares martial law in annexed. That's the only reason we're going to the Drudge Report.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Bill Clinton.
Because he was what's-her-face's friend. The one who died not that long ago that John Goodman played on Saturday Night Live.
Linda Tripp died.
Linda Tripp. Remember when John Goodman played her? Remember that?
I do. That was
brutal.
That made that whole thing worth it to me. I'm just kidding.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared martial law. Oh, today. Oh, Trump is jealous.
Oh, all the I tweeted this out and said the exact same thing. Oh, the Republicans are so horny to do shit like this.
Trump is like, look, Putin declared martial law. I should listen to Mike Flynn.
Ooh, no Viagra needed tonight.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared martial law today in the four regions of Ukraine that Moscow annexed and gave all regional governors in Russia emergency powers. Oh, that's great.
Great.
That opened the door for sweeping new restrictions throughout the country.
What does that mean?
That's his own country.
Oh, inside Russia.
Yeah, because people are protesting more and more and getting more pissed off.
Oh.
And shit. Iran is going batshit.
Yeah, that's
right. Women there are like, fuck this.
It's a
pay attention, Republicans.
Right.
Hopefully, yeah. It'll be Rovember.
Rovember.
Let's remind everyone. Rovember, vote.
You know what it is? It's like we are the most civilized, docile nation in the country. When you think about what we let these Republicans do to us with no whatever, you know, we're not throwing.
Well, that's kind of the way. Supposed to work to a point.
Is it? The Ukrainians threw those motherfuckers in dumpsters. That was how it was supposed to work, though, right? Because they got rid of...
While they were alive, yeah. I mean, they didn't hurt anybody. They just literally dragged them and threw them in dumpsters across Ukraine.
I don't want to hurt. I don't want them to get hurt. I just want them to leave.
I mean, I'm just saying, it wasn't like they killed them and tossed them in the dumpster. They literally dragged these parliament... members that were the Russian toadies,
the traitors. I would understand if they fucking
tossed
killed
them. Trash.
I mean, they're trying to take over your country.
Let us see what else is going on. So there you go. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, all our stories.
Shit's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, everything over here sounds stupid. God. Damn, we got to be able to handle these neo-Nazis in our country. They're handling their shit over there. God.
Are they?
Well, yeah. Ukraine, they're winning.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they are. They're pushing back, right?
Yeah, although I think Moscow, they've been targeting infrastructure now. So there's like 1,000 cities that are out of power.
Oh, really?
They're hitting power plants and shit.
We're not even trying. I mean, sometimes it feels like that. We have so many of these lunatics in this country.
And then I saw Israel seems... Well, the tweet I saw is that Israel is joining Team Russia because they're refusing any support or aid to Ukraine.
What? What the fuck?
Just saying.
What do they think the end game of all this is? Do you think anybody wants to give money to this shit?
Oh, here. Kevin McCarthy warns of Ukraine aid cuts if GOP wins. I mean, that's...
That's a nod.
They want to punish Ukraine because they didn't declare that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were international war criminals.
How is that any different than Nixon reaching out to... who were they?
Viet Cong?
Yeah, and say, hey, we'll give you a better deal if you just hold out.
that's heinous. I mean, there's tens of thousands of lives that motherfucker, I would think.
What
I don't
is
know
he
the exact
doing?
Numbers, but is responsible for.
Kevin McCarthy saying, hey, Nixon. Putin, do whatever you can to hold on, because if we get the house, we're going to cut aid.
Didn't Reagan do that with the hostages?
I don't know. How did he get them back?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Didn't he say there would be no negotiating with
me? Yes.
They'd already been there like a year or something like that. Right.
right.
Like, you know, and he said, you elect me and, you know, I'll bomb Iran to get them out. And
right.
The Iranians were like, oh, here.
Yeah.
Or there was a deal. You know, there was a deal. There's a deal.
Well, here's what.
Of course, there's a deal.
Here's what you know, though.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan didn't figure it out. Okay.
No. Whoever. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever marionette runners were, puppeteers were pulling those strings.
You know, sometimes I think we think about like how dumb Dan Quayle is or was. I don't know. He actually saved us. Really, he told Mike Pence to do the right thing. Or who were some other like classically dumb Republicans?
Yeah, yeah.
But Reagan.
Well, yeah.
He must have been an idiot, right? Kind of? Or not? Is that not fair?
I was just Googling.
What was his IQ?
James Garner, famed actor. You remember him. He was great.
Right.
And a notorious Hollywood lib.
Well, you know what? He was in Maverick with Mel Gibson.
Maverick. Well, he was in the original TV show Maverick, I believe, wasn't
with
he?
Him and Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Well, you know. Which is great. I really like that movie, to be honest with you, but you know,
think Jodie Foster.
It might be harder to watch now with Mel.
Jodie Foster's like, do not leave me alone in the room with this motherfucker.
Probably he's like a fucking lesbian. James Garner apparently was vice president of our union.
Yes.
The Screen Actors Guild.
That's right.
At the time, now it's SAG-AFTRA. And Reagan was president, and then, which of course then qualified him to be president.
Oh, yes.
Garner, California, and then president. But then he, James Garner was vice president at the time, I believe.
Right.
And he said something about, I'm trying to find. He said Ronald Reagan wasn't qualified to be governor, let alone president. And I think in another interview, he was like, oh God, Ronnie was dumb. Like dumb.
That's who they love. That's one thing. Republicans all love Ronald Reagan so much. They love that guy.
I don't know where the quote is, but it's somewhere here in an interview.
Yeah.
On the Late Show with Tom Snyder.
Holy fucking shit.
Where he talks about Reagan, because at that point Reagan was governor.
Right.
But yeah, he thought Reagan was just really stupid.
That is so scary. It's like all the Republicans have to do is just decide that they're going to, I don't know, put an actor in there or an athlete that people kind of know and run him for something like this.
This is his a memoir he wrote. Too many actors have run for office. Yeah. There's one difference between me and them. I know I'm not qualified. In my opinion, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't qualified to be governor of California. Oh, I'll attest to that. I was living there during that time. Ronald Reagan wasn't qualified to be governor, let alone president. I was a vice president of the Screen Actors Guild when he was its president. My duties consisted of attending meetings and voting. The only thing I remember is that Ronnie never had an original thought and that we all had to tell him what to say. That's no way to run a union, let alone a state or a country.
Well, geez, that's harsh. Are you saying we can't have a dumb president that doesn't know what to say ever?
Yeah. 1990, Democratic leaders approached him about running for governor of California. This is Garner. But the discussion got to the issue of abortion. He said, he answered, I don't have an opinion because that's up to the woman and has nothing to do with me.
Jeez.
And Democrats, you know, in 1990, they were wimpier than, I know it's hard to believe,
but
wimpier than they are now.
Yeah.
He marched in the civil rights marches in 1963.
This is Reagan or?
This is Garner, Jim Garner.
Right, right.
He voted for Eisenhower in 52, but Eisenhower was, you know, would be a modern day Democrat. A blue dog.
Middle of the road.
Kind of, yeah.
Whatever the fuck that would even mean.
He said, but after that, he never voted Republican again.
Right. Well, he's not a Nazi, you know?
He was also critical of Charlton Heston. I remember kind of a little bit of that, of those guys in the mid-90s swiping at each other, Garner and Heston.
No, Heston.
When Heston was the head of the NRA.
God. Heston! Was Ronald Reagan in Planet of the Apes with Heston? Oh, no, no, no.
No, no. Okay. You're thinking... the monkey connection. Is that a Bonzo thing?
Yeah.
You think they got Bonzo for was Bonzo still alive at that point? For
Ronald
for
Reagan
the original?
Was Dr. Zaius. How did that guy be president? Jesus fucking Christ. And you got, wasn't it, what is it about actors with monkeys? Clint Eastwood ran what? He was mayor of Sacramento or some shit like that, or some town in California?
San Mateo.
San go fuck myself. Oh, look, we got the guy who did Right Turn, Clyde. And
Heston went to the March on Washington, though. That's
every which way but loose.
Hey, excuse me, we're doing a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a bird, buddy.
Goodbye. As Garner, he said Heston appointed himself leader of the Hollywood group that went to the March on Washington. So Heston went to the Civil Rights March.
Jeez.
And even tamped down a suggestion.
Wait, Charlton Heston?
Oh, and Heston tamped down a suggestion by Marlon Brando. What a group. that the performers chain themselves to the Lincoln Memorial.
Holy shit.
Brando wanted to fucking chain himself to the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh my God, what a badass.
And Heston talked him out of it. And they said the next year Heston switched parties and backed Barry Goldwater, which is like a total flip-flop, crazy lunatic Christian bad shit.
Barry Goldwater was a...
horrible.
Right.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Was a
conservative lunatic. Yeah. Who would be... run out of the party as a rhino at this point.
Yeah.
Of their, the way the Republicans be going.
I mean, you have to, you know, he would be one of these Republicans. He would be just like these people. I think they would be, all those people would be these people because they are these
spineless
people. They just don't say it out loud.
Kevin McCarthy says, they won't be handing a blank check to Ukraine if we win.
Why not, motherfucker? Because that's kind of it, right? You're going to let Russia win? Yes, you. That's the only... Yeah, you hand the blank check to Ukraine.
That means whoever has all the compromise on the Republicans is saying, you guys better step up.
Aren't we morally obligated to help them? I mean... Do we want
Ukraine? Well, I would think.
Don't we like Europe and shit?
And it's not going well for Putin at all. I saw another story that these suicide drone attacks.
That's crazy.
Are awful, but that like tactically, it's like really a desperate measure.
Is he and doesn't
because,
have?
And there's stories of they're finding drunken regiments that are just like laying around drunk, not doing anything.
Oh, wow.
And just defecting, just leaving,
right,
just wandering
right
away, bailing on the,
who wants to,
like the army is just falling apart. Yeah.
In this martial law they're declaring is because Ukraine is pushing into Russia.
Well, what they're declaring is their territory.
Oh, I see.
I don't believe they've crossed into the actual border of Russia. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Why not? Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay. The world is totally fucked up.
Let's listen to something that's at least a little bit satisfying.
Yes.
Marco Rubio. Somehow Val Demings was able to find his tiny wee little testicles and shove them in his mouth. Now I believe the internet is, nope, it's back.
Yay.
But we may be cutting in and out again. Apologies to the live listeners.
Yes.
I think we are cutting in and out.
Well, it's the best we can do here. That's okay. It's just, we live in this country of Florida.
Crabdiving.com.
Welcome to the land of spreaders.
You can, or, iTunes, whatever Apple is doing these days.
Right.
Whatever they're calling their shit.
Aren't they the podcasting app?
I'm gonna, anyway, as I load our queue with music, if you'll bear with me for a moment, just in case.
Oh, because we're off.
God. Well, we're cutting in and out.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And it skips to the next item, whether it be a past show or an interstitial song that I use.
Yeah. I just want to take a moment to say that if anybody's listening and you watch Netflix and you're watching the Dahmer thing, do you understand that that really happened? You know, why the squirting? It's so horrible. I feel like people watch that thing and don't understand that it actually happened. I think they watch that and they're like,
no, they know it happened.
No, they don't. It's too long ago. People are dumb as fuck. Everybody.
Well, you just tell them this is real. Well, it's a fictionalized.
I don't know. It's like that guy that played Dahmer, boy, I can't watch him. And I don't know who that guy's guy. He can't play anything. What's that voice? That voice, that Wisconsin voice is like, do the Wisconsin voice real quick. Do your Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Well, what part of Wisconsin are you talking about?
It's like that. It's what part of Wisconsin? But he talks just like this. I'm Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's drunk. And he's, and God.
You said he drinks, yeah.
He drinks till he's blacked out. And it's after he's found guilty and in jail. His dad's sitting with him. He's like, please explain to me why you were doing this. What were you? You're mentally ill, right? You must have been mentally ill. He's like, you know, Dad, honestly, I was just blacked out drunk most of the time. That's what he said.
All right.
To me.
Because we all black out and eat people.
To me, that is like it's an anti-alcohol movie, and it makes sense. I mean, if this is what happened when you drink, some people drink beer, maybe we shouldn't have beer. Maybe we shouldn't have Milwaukee is what I thought after watching that show. Oh, my God.
Val Demings had a little debate with Lil Marco.
Ooh.
And I don't, you know, even you sometimes see, like, there were people that were actually tweeting about how Herschel Walker won that debate.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know, Herschel Walker.
You think?
I don't know, maybe.
Won the debate?
You know, but these are obviously the partisan morons. I haven't seen anybody that is tweeting, oh, wow, Marco Rubio really wiped the floor with Val Demings. Even the most partisan bots aren't doing that because he's so bad. He was so bad.
He was supposed to be so good, though. He was. Their golden boy.
He's getting what he's deserving.
Now he sucks. Yeah. Now he fucking sucks.
Because he's Hispanic. I'm going to say it. Because he's Hispanic. That's why the fucking Republicans.
They have no other reason for people. Why Alan Keyes? Tell me why Alan Keyes versus Barack Obama. Right. Alan Keyes isn't a particularly great politician, and he wasn't from Illinois. He moved there.
Yeah, carpetbagger.
They don't. That's really how they pick people.
Find us a black one. Alan Keyes is like, I'll do it.
Is it fair of me to ask why Herschel Walker?
Right.
Well, listen, it is the college football thing. But do you think they feel like they have to match
college football players,
a black person against a black person?
Yes.
Why do they feel that way?
Because they're dumb racists.
Why did they pick Sarah Palin?
See my previous statement.
God.
Because they're dumb racists.
Do you guys see on any level how this isn't working? God.
Todd, I wasn't going to start my closing arguments with the last couple of things.
Well, we'll get to this. But Marco, it says, as Val Demings starts her closing statement, Marco Rubio is mopping flop sweat off of his forehead.
He's already sweating. He's not. Listen. He needs to go chill in the phone party right now.
He's a take. And he does not have good reaction face to getting slammed by her. You know, I mean, the way to do it is to laugh it off and look down, you know, or whatever. Take notes. You know, you could be writing, I hate you fucking C word, you know, or whatever. But right. You didn't wound me at all. But Marco, his face just goes dark.
Say that's a good one even.
And there's a few examples.
Yes. Now, as a police detective who investigated cases of rape and incest, no, Senator, I don't think it's okay for a 10-year-old girl to be raped and have to carry the seed of her rapist. No, I don't think it's okay for you to make decisions for women and girls. As a senator, I think those decisions are made between the woman, her family, her doctor, and her faith.
There you go. Marco's just...
Jesus fucking Christ, Florida. Is she up in the polls?
They're tied.
They're tied!
Well, that's good for here.
Oh, yeah, I know, but that it's crazy to think about. Those two people are tied. That's nuts. That's not a hard decision.
Is this the same?
It ain't a tough call.
The majority of people in our nation want us to do just that. How long will you watch people being gunned down in first grade, fourth grade, high school, college, church, synagogue, a grocery store, a movie theater, a mall, and a nightclub?
Congresswoman.
And do nothing.
That is time. I want to.
The majority of people in our nation.
Loops through. Poor sad little she's Marco.
That the finger pointing like that, just make that into a fist and walk over there. Walk over there.
I know the senator. Look, and I'm really disappointed in you, Marco Rubio, because I think there was a time when you did not lie in order to win.
Damn!
His face. This is the best one because his face just goes dark.
Val Demings for the win.
Yeah, and so what he said was that she hasn't passed, in the time she's been in Congress, she hasn't done anything. She hasn't done anything for the people of Florida. She hasn't passed one bill.
No.
And it's patently not true.
Right.
And she gives the example after this little smackdown, which is worth hearing again.
I know the senator. Look, and I'm really disappointed in you, Marco Rubio, because I think there was a time when you did not lie in order to win. I don't know what happened to you. You know that is not true. My first term in the United States House, I passed legislation to help law enforcement officers with mental health programs. Your first term in the Senate, you voted to turn Medicare into, basically to abolish it, and then turn it into an underfunded voucher program. And then you gave the biggest tax break to the richest of the rich and said you'd pay for it with cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Boom! Damn! Ouch! What does he say to that?
Oh, his face just... He just keeps looking down. You know, he's taking notes, but look at this one. Look at this one. Here's his reaction to... That's when... this means nothing to... But watch the video. I'll retweet it. I might have already, but I'll retweet again.
I tell you, that guy.
It's at the 15-second mark, and Marco's face right when she says, "You know, I think you didn't used to have to lie to win."
Right. Jeez, man, little Marco. Why can't Florida just have Val Demings? Why can't we do that? Why are we tied?
We might. It would be great.
It's fucked up. Quit voting for these idiots.
Just blow by that.
This is hopefully.
God, he got his asshole handed to him, man.
Oh, yeah. A few times.
But it's all of this.
Why are
right?
these people going out there massacring people?
This is the same. Because
a lot of people own AR-15s and they don't kill everyone.
I understand, sir, but I want to go to Congresswoman Demings.
A lot of people have AR-15s and they're not killing anyone. Well, the majority of them don't. The majority of people.
What do you want me to do? Go give them a nice soft wet blowjob, you fuck. I don't give a shit about them. I don't fucking care. If you own an AR-15, I don't give a shit about you. I don't fucking care what happens to your gun. I don't care.
Demings for 60 seconds.
You know, people who are the families of victims of gun violence just heard that, and they're asking themselves, what in the hell did he just say? Senator, you used the Pulse nightclub shooting as your inspiration to run again for the Senate in 2016. Pulse is in my district. And yet, you've done nothing to help address gun violence and get dangerous weapons out of the hands of dangerous people.
Yeah. I mean, goddamn, that was just a huge fucking... That Pulse nightclub was horrific.
Yeah.
That was fucking horrible.
Yep. So, I mean, Jesus Christ, Florida.
Just think about this state. I mean, let's review the last few years in Florida. Let's see. A fuck ton of storms that the Republicans don't give a fuck about, you know. Parkland thing. We have gun violence. It's just vote for better people, maybe. Do you want to be able to see when you're driving? I mean, my God, it's so dark out there.
So here it says, Val Demings' closing statement starts with Marco Rubio mopping up flop sweat and ends with the moderator laughing at him and the audience erupting in thunderous applause for her.
Kaboom!
I thought I wasn't going to start my closing arguments with the last couple of things the senator said were just not true. And let me say this. I stand on this stage tonight as a daughter, the daughter of a maid and a janitor. Had the awesome honor of being the first in my family to graduate college, served at the police department, worked my way up through the ranks to become the chief of police, serving in the House and now running for the Senate. Only in America is my story possible. I just happen to believe that every person, regardless of who they are, deserves the opportunity to succeed, deserves the opportunity to make it. The senator will pick and choose winners and losers based on their ability to pay to play. He talked about pharmaceuticals. He voted against legislation that would help reduce the cost of prescription drugs and help cap the cost of insulin.
That is time.
And Rubio's same face.
Ah, little bitch face.
Like, yeah.
Sad little bitch baby.
Like, he's a little boy getting scolded, angry face.
Right. Was it better than J.D. Vance's little bitch face, or?
No, J.D. Vance looked like he was hoping for somebody to tag out.
Right.
Fucking moron. You could have made money off of that, lived off your money off that shitty book.
Yeah. God. Dude, man, that, I don't know. Where do you find Marco Rubio? Where did he come from? He was like...
Phone parties.
See, that's why I want a time machine.
You know, he was probably, you know, the young Republican twat club in high school and shit like that. Or I don't know if he's Cuban. Or if he's of Mexican descent. He might be of Cuban descent.
Right. What if you went back in time, picked up Jeffrey Dahmer, and then dropped him off at one of these phone parties? Gonna take care of this thing for us.
Cuban, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that explains the conservative thing. Delusion.
My name's Jeff.
I'm Cuban, therefore,
right.
You know, we've got to hate Democrats because they're commies.
Yeah. How do you change that?
Educate. Win the elections over these monsters and change it whether they like it or not. Right. And then people suddenly decide they love it. The Republicans have given up on Obamacare. I'm going after it.
Right. What are they going to do?
Because everybody likes it. Yeah.
They have it. And the truth is they have nothing to replace it with, though.
Right.
None of them do.
Right.
If you hate it so much, where's yours? Obama wrote one, right?
So there you go. That'll hopefully, make you feel better about what's going on.
Absolutely.
And now we just got to get out and vote.
Right.
Because they got nothing.
Listen, did Marco pull out a badge or anything?
No, I don't think so.
No props?
You didn't. I'm surprised.
I mean, you know, Marco doesn't beat out Herschel for best performance in a debate so far. And Herschel beat out Vance, right? Yeah. Who's been more crazy in a debate? Can you think of anybody?
No, Herschel's. Yeah, that's out there. Yeah, yeah, that's. I don't know how you. I mean, some of these libertarian debates, but those are circuses.
Listen, Herschel Walker, you've stymied us.
Vermin Supreme's up there in every debate. You know,
right, right.
That the libertarians are gonna be crazy.
Here comes Herschel with his fucking badge. Why did he wear his little sheriff's outfit?
Let's see. We've got other news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every weekday. Don't forget we're gearing up for Faithless Friday.
Right.
With some more Jesus-y kind of.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to sneeze.
God bless you. You know, you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy all the Jesus bullshit you want. And we get a little taste of that.
It was a two sneezer.
Or buy your anti-Jesus bullshit. It doesn't really matter what you buy. Just don't buy anything fucked up.
This is pretty funny.
Yes.
And unsurprising.
Right.
But the this John Durham guy, you may remember him.
Oh, yes.
He's the just you wait guy.
This fucking fuck.
The droolers on the right have been saying, just you wait till John Durham gets finished with his investigation.
Didn't Roger
Obama's
Stone?
Gonna be in chains and Hillary's gonna be in chains.
Roger Stone wouldn't shut up about this motherfucker. Is it this guy?
Yep. Cutting in and out again, everybody. We're down right now, right, I believe. Right. This whole thing that's been going on for like 2.5 years now,
or
something like that. This Durham investigation, he's an independent counsel that Trump put in there.
Yes.
To investigate the investigation of him.
Yes.
The Russia.
Right.
Because obviously the FBI was partisan and just going after him illegally. And Obama using the suction cups to climb up the outside of Trump Tower and place bugs on my campaign.
Was this the one that, I cannot remember his name. The guy with the hat. Was the guy in the hat involved with this, like, in some way?
Oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about. That fucking idiot. Yeah, yeah.
The guy the Russians made fun of. The asset that was
the
done
one that the
shit.
Carter Page?
Carter Page, Pat.
So, Durham has been looking into that, and he did say that there were mistakes made. There were documents that weren't filled out properly, things like that, that there was some shit that he recommended needed to be cleaned up in the whole FISA process.
Yes.
But he thus far has charged, I believe,
yes,
in all this is the storm is coming. When they would say the storm is coming, when the Q loons would say the storm is coming.
Yes.
When they were rubbing themselves, they would say John Durham.
Right. Right.
Because he was the one that was going to he was going to drive the boat down to Guantanamo with Hillary and Biden.
Well, I mean,
and Obama.
Right. He got a lot done.
I think he indicted two people.
Two people. Two people?
There may be one more, maybe three-ish.
Now, that's weird to me because the investigation he's investigated, was investigating, has indicted more than two people. In fact, I think people have gone to jail.
Investigated who investigated?
Right.
That.
Didn't Paul Manafort go to jail?
Oh, well, yeah, 20 plus indictments
and
convictions.
What about that one dumb fuck?
Mueller got.
Huh?
Mueller got 20 plus convictions.
Some other guy, I mean, you know. This guy got
Manafort was an offshoot of Mueller.
Right. Right.
Wasn't it a recommendation that it was because it had nothing to do with his mandate of what he was looking into.
Mueller looked at the numbers for Manafort and said, holy shit.
And said, yeah, maybe you guys should take a look at what went on with Paul Manafort.
Right.
I could be wrong. I get them all mixed up now. There's so much bullshit and corruption going on.
There were more scandal spinoffs in the Trump administration than there were spinoffs from All in the Family. Easily.
And all Vipers. I mean, just none of them. You know, I mean, I guess that's to the benefit of us, that they're all just backstabbing opportunist vipers.
Yes.
That will turn on each other in a microsecond if need be.
I mean, one of the guys that I thought he did come off kind of crazy. I mean, you know, think about it. Jason Miller drugged someone's smoothie.
Yes.
Who does that?
Jason Miller? With an abortion drug. He's a Republican. He put an abortion drug in his mistress's, don't forget that, he was cheating on his wife, smoothie.
What the fuck is he doing in the Republican Party telling people not to get abortions?
Oh, I thought I was going to say, what is he doing in the Republican? Of course he's in the Republican Party.
That makes sense.
Here our internet's back. We may have back on the air, everyone. Apologies about our twatty internet today. Steele dossier. Well, I believe the second or third or whatever of the, oh my God, 3.5 year investigation. This Durham stuff.
That went on that long for, wait.
Yeah.
3.5 years.
It's like fucking Benghazi.
Equals 2 indictments.
Right. A jury today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we'll say, Tuesday, found Igor Danchenko, who was a private researcher that was one of the primary sources for the dossier, the 2016 dossier by Steele.
Christopher Steele.
Durham got him for lying to the FBI.
Yes. Durham got
one count of lying to the FBI. A jury found him not guilty yesterday. And I could be wrong, but I think that may be 0-2.
Oh, shit. So that actually means zero.
Let's read on.
Zero.
The verdict in the federal court is another. Oh, yeah. Here is another blow for special counsel John Durham.
Oh, shit.
Who has now lost both cases.
Kaboom!
Both cases.
What happened?
That have gone to trial as part of his nearly 3.5 year investigation.
What the fuck happened, Durham? There was so much evidence. There was so much fucking evidence. What happened?
Durham was asked by Attorney General William Barr. Oh, there's a nonpartisan right there.
Oh, yes.
In 2019, to review the FBI's investigation of Trump.
Right.
The campaign of 2016. And now Durham is sure to face renewed pressure to wrap it up.
Yeah, get the fuck out of it. Wrap it up, motherfucker. For 3 years, you did nothing. You've been on vacation on our dime. Get the fuck out, motherfucker.
Trump had predicted Durham will uncover the crime of the century.
Jeez.
Inside the U.S. law enforcement. Well, that was the previous crime of the century. The crime of the century now is his election being stolen from him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the previous one was that Obama was spying on his campaign. And the Russia hoax.
Obama was spying on your campaign.
So far, no one charged by the special counsel has gone to prison. Only one government employee pleaded guilty to a minor criminal offense.
Oh, okay. A minor criminal offense, but we paid John Durham all that fucking
millions,
money for
millions.
One minor criminal offense? Holy shit, somebody clear out his office, throw his shit out the window, kick that little asshole to the curb. What the fuck is he even doing? You loser. God, he sucks.
God, I saw that idiot Marsha Blackburn, who is really trying real hard to be the stupidest senator.
Yeah.
She was on Fox, and she said, well, that's just proof that there's corruption in our system
Because of the Durham
that there's
thing?
That there's a two-tier justice system. There's justice system for them and justice system for us.
Right. Well, us better bring some evidence. For some reason, us hired John Durham.
Bless your heart.
Would you bless my fucking asshole and explain to me how John Durham spent 3 years and didn't come up with fucking shit? We should be furious about that. He got paid to do nothing. What a loser.
The jury in the case against Danchenko, well, the other case that he lost was lying to FBI agents also. They deliberated for about 9 hours over 2 days, probably to get lunch. Juror Joel Green said in an interview that there were no holdouts in the deliberations and everyone was, quote, pretty unanimous.
That this doesn't make the case. Any fucking sense.
We looked at everything really closely, he said. The conclusion we reached was the conclusion we were all able to reach. So it was unanimous that he was found not guilty.
John Durham, you're a fucking loser.
The trial could be the last for Durham. Yes. A grand jury that the special counsel had been using in Alexandria is now inactive.
Get the fuck out of here.
So he didn't file to reconvene.
Biden wasn't bugging anybody. Obama wasn't spying using the binoculars. You're insane. Go fuck yourself. This is wild.
Bill Barr declined to comment.
Bullshit. No, asshole. No.
In a statement, Durham said, "While we are disappointed in the outcome, we respect the jury's decision and thank them for their service. I also want to recognize and thank the investigators and the prosecution team for their dedicated efforts in seeking truth and justice in this case."
Hey, you're out of your fucking mind.
Which is word for word what he said at the last one, the statement he put out at the last one. It was an identical statement.
You fucking loser. God damn. You know what? What was the Bulls head coach for years? What's his name? Phil.
Who?
Phil, the Bulls head coach that won all those rings with them.
Oh my God.
I can't. Anyway, the coach of the Dynasty Bulls, when they lost, he never praised anybody. He was never like, good job losing, dumb fucks. You know what I mean? You just...
Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
I was going to say Johnson.
Phil Jackson wouldn't have congratulated this loser prosecution team. You guys didn't do shit. You fucking lost. What are you congratulating people for? You're a dumb shit. Your case was garbage. Congratulations. Thanks for all the hard work on this bullshit case.
Ha ha. And then there's already been... I think I saw on Twitter... There's already been a post in the Q community.
Yes, they're devastated.
That, this is unsurprising when we all think about it, because Q did say that it really would just be a total collapse before everything came back. So this is just part of the total collapse. Now they're just giving up.
You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and there's got to be a lot of homes that get invaded by Q people.
Oh God! Like, yeah, yeah. If they're still hanging out with those people,
so-and-so's coming over with the Q shit. Don't bring it up.
If they're still hanging out,
do they play the QAnon theme when the crazy
dark music
relatives walk through the door? What is the QAnon music?
It's just some the stuff that they've been playing at the
Trump plays.
Is that just that creepy background music and shit? I don't get it. This is great.
Yeah.
National Treasure.
Yes.
Katie Porter.
Yay! I love Katie Porter.
Sums it up. I don't think she's not even going after anybody. The person she's talking to there. Yeah, it's a hearing.
Right.
The person is sympathetic to the cause.
Yes.
But she's got a chart. She doesn't have a whiteboard, got a pre-printed chart.
She's got some math, got some numbers.
And this is all about the inflation.
Right.
According to this chart, what is the biggest driver of inflation during the pandemic? The dark blue is the recent period.
it would be corporate profits.
Corporate profits is the biggest driver of inflation right now.
So wait a sec. So let me understand something. If we want to reduce inflation, all we got to do is reduce corporate profits.
Oh. How do you mean raise their taxes so that they so that it goes back into the, and give even more tax cuts or I don't know, more checks? Remember what happened to the economy when they got when people got those COVID checks? Really nice things.
Yeah, they spent money. They took all their money and they put it in an offshore account.
Right.
Bought some
homes. Investing in a REIT that's
According to this chart, what is the biggest driver of inflation during the pandemic? The blue is the dark blue is the recent period.
It would be corporate profits.
And what is that percentage?
It is 54%, and that number does stay that level of high if you update that number to more recent numbers as well.
So over half of the increased prices people are paying are coming from increases in corporate profits.
Corporate profits have never been higher. Record corporate profits last quarter.
So she's saying that the prices for these items don't need to raise that much. Don't need to be raised as much.
50% higher than they could be or should be because the corporate motherfuckers are gouging.
This is an easy fix. This is an easy fix. I'm glad Katie Porter brought this up. So now when you go to Walmart, let's say you're going to buy a mop that's $10. Is it really $10 or should it be three? Give them three and leave. Figure it out, you cunts. I'm taking this mop,
and then the sheriff, bitches. Then enjoy your taser on the way out.
Oh, yeah. We got to do some of those cops, too.
So over half of the increased prices people are paying are coming from increases in corporate profits.
Yes, the unit price index is reflected in corporate profits as opposed to other costs.
And how does that compare to historically to other periods of inflation or over other periods of economic time?
As reflected there and in other analysis, it is significantly higher in this recovery.
So any other period
is significantly higher now.
Right.
Because
we've never had a time when corporate profits have been so high at the same time that inflation is going up.
I've never understood what that meant before. Unit price index. That means...
I believe they might explain it here.
Oh, okay.
If I remember this clip. But it's it's your cost of your widget.
Like the average inflated cost of
what it costs you to make.
Oh, to make it. Okay.
The unit price. No, the unit price. The unit...
So the average markup of each
right.
Okay.
I think.
As reflected there and in other analysis, it is significantly higher in this recovery. 11.5%.
And what is it today?
53%.
So I want to make sure everyone in America understands this chart. What is a unit labor cost?
The cost, wages and an associated work cost.
So we could just wages. What is a non-labor input cost?
A variety of things, including maintenance and in investments.
Okay, so I have to buy the stuff to make the widget. I have to have a factory. I have to keep the lights on. I have to hire someone to make the widget. That's this stuff. And this is what I add on top.
Why is that top blue bar so big?
And it's not labor, by the way. Labor is a tiny, tiny contributor.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Right now. So if they're bitching that raising the minimum wage is going to kill
lies.
Us. It's always been a lie.
Lies.
That one's always been a lie.
How do you refute that lie? You say, well, you obviously haven't looked at the unit price index, you dumb fuck. Labor's a tiny part of that. Most of that's, what do they call that? Something expenses, non-labor, fucking shit.
Non-labor, move your hand, input costs.
Non-labor input costs.
Unit labor costs, non-labor input costs.
Right. That's the cost of something because these fat cats exist. Okay.
So those are your materials.
Yeah. Oh, non-labor.
Non-labor, yeah. Okay. So all your materials, your advertising, all your other costs.
Oh, okay. I was wrong about that.
That's gone up 28%.
Okay.
But labor costs has only gone up 7%.
Why? Don't we all want to pay us more? That sucks.
So the average between 1979 to 2019 was 11.4% corporate profits.
Right.
Contributing to inflation. And now it's 54% or 52.9.
So we just have to fix the unit price index.
We need to fix corporate profits. Yeah.
Right.
Whatever their unit price, their unit cost, the price, whatever they're charging us. We need to tax the fuck out of corporate profits.
Can we just tell them that your unit price index has to be this? It has to be this or nothing.
Oh, my God.
I don't price setting?
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, I'm pricing everything. This is socialism.
Socialist, well, commie, yes, get him.
It's the unit price index. I finally understand what that is.
Antifa, BLM.
We'll
atheist,
do it right now.
Pedophiles.
Listen, what's that? What is the unit price index? What should it be for us not to starve to death and shit? What does it have to be?
I don't know.
Get that number. That's our number. God.
But the point is, and I've been on our Twitter.
Yes.
I've been retweeting Robert Reich a lot, who has been, he's the former labor secretary under
Clinton?
Under Obama?
Yes. That's right, Pat.
Former Secretary of Labor, yeah. He's just been, everything he's been talking about is like, this is corporate profits, corporate profits. Here, don't tell me corporations have no choice but to raise prices. Corporate profits are at a 70-year high. Stock buybacks are expected to reach $1 trillion this year. That means that the company is buying back with its profits, instead of saying, wow, with all these profits we're making, maybe we could lower our prices a little bit and help out people with the economy. And they say, no, we're going to buy back our own shares so that our big evil corporation owns more of itself and makes more of its own money.
Right.
Makes more money.
That sucks. So we have to pay shareholders less. That's no way to exist. We can't exist like that. No, we can. We are. We are existing like this. This is fucking crazy.
Says they're using inflation as a cover to squeeze more money out of all of us.
You know, you brought up the labor secretary for Obama. I don't know who's Biden. I have no idea who the labor secretary for Biden is. Do you?
No.
But
it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
You remember who Trump had for a
while?
That guy that gave Epstein that sweet deal, right?
Yeah. Azar.
Who the guy was.
Is that Alex Azar, maybe?
Yeah. It's like all you got to do is just pick one little point and you just find something in that administration. There's nothing that's not nasty as shit.
Right. Who knew what all those secretaries were before? I mean, but we remember most of them.
No, yeah. They made an impression.
Quite the impression.
I mean, Scott Pruitt had a bulletproof office chair, right?
A desk.
What the fuck?
I believe it was. And don't forget his bubble.
I am not convinced that we have enough information on what he did when he was in charge of the EPA. And I want to know. I want to know more.
Roger Stone has some advice for Kanye.
Okay.
This is our country. This is our fucking country right now. Roger Stone has some advice for Kanye West.
We're all just
supposed to be like, this is normal. Well, this is a normal life we're all living.
Can I make a prediction? This could be fashion related, because Ye does have a fashion line and Roger Stone used to be a fashion critic.
Roger Stone apparently with merch, because he's wearing a Roger Stone did nothing t-shirt.
As far as President Donald Trump, I'm virtually certain he is going to run again. I still think it is possible that he could announce his candidacy before this November's election, just weeks from now. It's just a guess on my part. I've heard some intriguing ideas today about a Donald Trump, Kanye West ticket. I think maybe Kanye.
I've heard some interesting things today about a Donald Trump, Kanye West ticket.
As intriguing as in...
Yes, on my part.
Might not certify.
I've heard some intriguing ideas today about a Donald Trump Kanye West ticket. I think maybe Kanye should run for president to kind of prove himself in that arena so he can be selected for vice president.
Listen to you.
So
listen to you.
So he thinks that Kanye should run in 2024 and then Trump will pick him as his running mate.
This isn't like Michael Jordan playing baseball. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you want Kanye to be president? It's just crazy.
Vice president.
It's not Dancing with the Stars. It's not like you... they're treating politics like Dancing with the Stars. Like, do you want to be a dancer? We're going to...
Really? Well, that's kind of how, yeah.
This
guy has Nixon tattooed on his back.
Who? Kanye or...
Roger Stone.
Listen, I don't know. Kanye is... Well, Kanye would then break any ties in the Senate, right?
Yes.
Kanye.
America is the great Satan. And you know who's telling you this? A patriot. Someone who loves not this country, but what this country can be. I love the idea. I love what this country could become.
Oh, yeah. Talk about those prison camps.
Yes.
This is Christian fascist dickwad Dalton Clodfelter.
Nine!
Which is really one of the better villain names.
No, Clodfelter!
Dalton Clodfelter.
Ooh!
He's on Nick Fuentes's network.
He's on Nick Fuentes.
America is the great Satan. And you know who's telling you this? A patriot. Someone who loves not this country, but what this country can be. I love the idea. I love what this country...
God, he's even got the cadence of...
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes. I love...
Sounds like
this
him.
Can be...
Are these guys... Is the MRA podcast scene, are they going through a time when everyone's like emulating a certain sound and like people like that Nick Fuentes little bitch baby sound for some reason?
Not this country, but what this country can be. Yeah. I love the idea. I love what this country could become. And I love a lot of what this country once was.
Who cares the other what you thing. Like?
That's why Make America Great Again means so much.
Yeah. You know, like yourself. Back... I don't know, pre-1864-5-ish. I love that country.
These cretins talking to a microphone. You no one needs, what do you like telling people what you like? We know what you like. You like slavery and, you know, the fucking Confederate flags and all kinds of shitty fucking things.
Country once was. It's the other thing. That's why Make America Great Again means so much to me.
Fuck you.
I love what this country once was. For the civil rights movement.
I mean, I would have said that jokingly.
Dalton. He seems so off put by it. Yeah. Oh, the civil rights. Do you remember that? Oh, my. Jeez, guys.
White nationalist, Christian fascist, as they write here at Right Wing Watch.
God,
Dalton Clodfelter.
You know Clodfelter. I don't know. Shove a tiki torch up your asshole. I mean,
oh, been there.
I got two. How many? I got four.
I still haven't found the candle from Charleston.
Clodfelter. I can't find my watch. Clodfelter. Is that his real name? I mean,
yeah. Dalton Clodfelter.
Dalton, do you walk around? It's like, hey, there's that Nazi Dalton over there going to the grocery store.
I mean, unless he chose that. You think that's his Nazi stage name?
You know what's so funny? It's like, we do this liberal podcast where all we do is make fun of these dumb fucking things these Republicans say. It's like, the last thing I want is for any of these people out there to know what we're doing. But these right-wing nut job podcasters like Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
They walk around like they're a fucking hero.
Speaking of.
Yes.
They hate Jesus. If you hate Jesus, you have a problem with me.
Oh, that, remember that? That was a couple days ago we played that.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to say I do, even though I cannot hate nothing. But I hate Jesus. Now what happens? What happens?
They hate Jesus.
And what happens to me? I hate Jesus. Now what?
Go on.
I fucking hate the shit out of that guy. If he exists, he didn't do anything during the pandemic, so he can go fuck himself. Ooh. Was he gonna come get me? Do they worship the boogeyman? Is that what it is? The boogeyman under the bed. That's what this is.
And now the National Hockey League wants to bring in.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, I know what this is. This is.
You know this story?
I'm guessing this is a guy very upset about wokeness.
Oops. What is that noise?
I don't know. There we go. Right?
Here's what's happening in the NHL. This is Charlie Kirk, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He really does have an oddly pinched face. They make fun of him when they draw. Like he's got a real definite butthead look from Beavis and Butthead.
You know, you make one right. Yeah, let me see what.
Like an oddly small face. His eyes are like close together. His mouth is high up. It's like you had a normal sized face, right? And then you in Photoshop you drew a circle around the eyes and the mouth and the nose, and then you just reduced it by like 10%.
Somebody's got a scorching face. Cake. Damn, I fucked it up. He's got that's resting Nazi face.
Now the National Hockey League wants to bring in this diversity nonsense. Look, here's a fact of life. Hockey is not that popular in the black community. It's not. Therefore,
it's not. It's not. Here's a fact of life. It's not.
People in the NHL is like, we should try to be more diverse to bring this thing that we love so much to other communities and shit. Right. It's like,
that's the point of the diversity.
Black people hate it. Right. What do you know, dumb fuck? Do you even does he play hockey or what's his thing?
Oh, who does he give a shit? Yeah,
what do you fucking care, you loser?
It's one of the whitest sports, they probably.
Is it a slow news day for Charlie Kirk? He's like, I'm going to get worked up about this woke hockey bullshit.
I mean, we let Tiger Woods win for a while in golf. What more do you people want?
I don't know anything about hockey. When is the season? Is it now? Do you know?
No, I don't know either.
You lived in Chicago for a year. They have a great team, the Blackhawks.
It's over the winter. Yeah.
Look, here's a fact of life.
Fact of life.
Hockey is not that popular in the black community. It's not.
It's not.
Therefore, a lot of black kids aren't playing hockey. Also, it's a very expensive sport.
Oh. Hey, Charlie, listen, man.
Those blacks have to steal an awful lot to try to pay for hockey practice.
Got it. Well, you're a racist.
Therefore, a lot of black kids aren't playing hockey. Also, it's a very expensive sport. You could try to fix that. You could try to have hockey rinks and all that. It just, there is not a lot of compelling interest in black culture and black America to go play hockey.
This is such, this is the dullard. This is the classic dullard's view on poverty. Because if this guy is being racist, say black people don't play hockey because they don't have enough money to play hockey, then why do other people get to play hockey? They have enough money. Why doesn't everybody have enough money to play fucking hockey then? That should be the
point of their diversity efforts are to maybe open up some rinks in black neighborhoods and low income neighborhoods and try to get to kids in there that don't have to pay.
Right.
Ryan's point. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are people being priced out of this sport where you just beat the shit out of each other and skate? I mean, maybe.
Out of compelling interest in black culture and black America to go play hockey.
To go play hockey?
Isn't hockey bad for like your head injuries and shit like that? People just beat the shit out of it. Sure,
yeah.
You know, maybe a different sport. Maybe.
Live hockey is really fucking awesome.
It is. I've just,
yeah.
It's fucking amazing. I'm just saying that it is dangerous, though. Wear a helmet.
There's a lot in Canada. There's a lot in Minnesota. There's a lot in the Dakotas.
Oh, all those white places. You know, there's no blacks in Minnesota.
But there's ice, Charlie. There's ice there.
Yeah, tell us how L.A. wins championships. Tell us how the Dallas
there's a
team wins championships.
Hockey team here down the street, isn't there? There's a hockey team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fucking Penguins.
We have this thing called refrigeration.
Yes.
To go play hockey.
Hockey.
There's a, and by the way, if there's a lot in Canada, there's a lot in Minnesota, there's a lot in the Dakotas. Basketball's a cheap sport to play. And on average,
oh,
in inner city America.
I was drinking.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
You know, and watermelon is cheap.
What?
Why don't you just go there, Charlie?
How do people know?
Basketball is very cheap. You know, there's we put up courts for them to play, and they in the parks that we allow.
The problem with Charlie Kirk is some clans was like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to wear my hood no more. He's just saying shit.
He's giving a podcast.
God, I mean, your face isn't covered in a hood.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
You're saying some insanely racist shit, man.
Charlie, you could wear it for the good of us all. Put your hood back on.
You know, he reminds me of that.
Put a name tag on your forehead so we know who you are.
Remember that nasty Nazi from Arthur? Or whatever that show is called about Batman's butler in England in
Pennyworth.
Pennyworth, not Arthur. But it's the nemesis, the Nazi, the bad guy.
Oh yeah, yeah,
looks a lot like this Charlie Kirk. You look like that crazy fucking Nazi in in Pennyworth. Oh my God, let me look at him again.
Well, if that Nazi had a kid with his sister.
No, your face is too square, you right. Fuck. Your face is too square in what? God, hold on a second.
There's a, and by the way, if there's a lot in Canada, there's a lot in Minnesota, there's a lot in the Dakotas. Basketball's a cheap sport to play. And on average,
is he married?
In inner city America, black families have less income, less money, all that nonsense we always hear because black fathers don't stick around.
Somebody fucks you and that's insane. It's insane that you fuck. That you're married.
They're
and you
poor
have children.
Because black fathers don't stick around.
Not everybody can be you, you hate fuck.
They're poor because black fathers don't stick around.
You know what I never understand? I guess it's an obvious point, but these people that spew all this judgment, this nasty hate and shit, these are the worst people too.
Oh, God.
Their personal lives are fucking nightmares.
What a diaper load of a human being.
Shit bag.
Come, less money, all that nonsense we always hear because black fathers don't stick around. And so basketball is a lot more popular. Let me ask a question. Do you think Wayne Gretzky or Michael Jordan is more revered in an average black family?
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Not even close. Do you think an average black kid in Harlem dreams about becoming LeBron James? Or becoming Alexander Ovechkin.
Are you insane?
I don't even know if that's his first name, Alexander. I know it's three hockey players.
I am a comic.
Would you think that they dream to become?
I made you wait.
So instead of looking at the National Hockey League as being not that interesting for black America, no, they want to.
I'm not late.
Why are you comparing Michael Jordan to him? I am white, you dumb shit. I don't give a fuck about Wayne Gretzky. I don't know his team. I don't give a fuck. I give no fucks. I love watching Michael Jordan play basketball. I watched so many games. I loved it. I loved it. I'm white, you dumb shit. I don't give a fuck about Wayne Gretzky. He's a goalie, right?
No.
Who cares? I don't give a shit. And I'm white, you dumb fuck. I don't care. I don't care about Wayne Gretzky. Who gives a fuck? What team did he play for? Some fucking hockey team. Who cares? But it's weird. I'm white, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I like basketball better than hockey. Isn't that weird?
Oh. Yeah, but you're a cuck.
That's right.
Wayne Gretzky.
Slow news day at the Charlie Kirk podcast, I guess.
Right.
I'm going to explain to a bunch of white supremacists why I'm racist. Also, by the way, if your audience is mainly like racist and white supremacists, these are very basic points you're making for these people. You're not making any points they know this already. You're not telling them anything they don't already know.
Let's go to Melody Jennings. Melody, watching the box, tell me what's going on around the country. I know we need more volunteers, so I want you to do the call for action. Look,
Oh, shit. So this is Steve Bannon. This is a QAnon, listed here as a QAnon linked activist that he's speaking with.
That's how he's keyed?
And she is organizing volunteers to stand and guard drop boxes with cameras.
See, this is going to be an issue. Is she keyed as like a QAnon person?
What? Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's the description of her. But she is. She's she's been involved with QAnon stuff previously.
So if you want to drop your ballot in a mailbox, in one of these drop boxes, you got to navigate these fucks.
You got to navigate these Q loons.
I hate this.
Who are filming you on their phones. And I'll bet if you're browner than whatever chart they have, you are going to be, it's going to be, show me your ID. Show me your ID.
So what do we have to do? Go to the drop boxes and watch the Q loons to make sure they let people
vote?
Let
me count those ballots you're putting in there.
I'm calling the election police then. I don't want Q loons guarding the ballot boxes. I'm going to call Ron DeSantis' election police to take care of this. Will he make
Let's go to Melody Jennings. Melody, tell me what's going on around the country. I know we need more volunteers, so I want you to do the call for action. Look. We're going to win, but if you don't close, it's like a deal. M&A, if you buy a company and don't close or in a hostile take, boom. If you get something in a competitive situation, and this is very competitive, if you win the deal and don't close, it doesn't mean anything. There's no second prizes here.
Dumb shit.
Right? We know that from 2020.
Oh, my God. Is he doing Mammoth? Is this Mammoth he's doing?
This is the blotch Nazi fascist acting like he's a fucking genius.
Baldwin did it much better.
Right.
Situation, and this is very competitive. If you win the deal and don't close, it doesn't mean anything. There's no second prizes here, right? We know that from 2020. We won, but we didn't close. That's why Trump's in Mar-a-Lago and the regime heads at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We will never allow that to happen again. We are not just winning, we're going to close the deal. Melody, tell me how we're going to do that, ma'am.
We are closing the deal in Arizona. We are starting to close the deal in Michigan and Pennsylvania and other places around the country. If you guys are following me on Truth Social, you are seeing that we are posting up pictures of these mules. People are getting the word. They are showing up. Our people are showing up and gathering around boxes and shutting the stuff down. What these mules don't understand is just because, you know, I put a fuzzy still shot up on Truth Social that doesn't look like anything. We're geo-tracking them. We've got cameras.
They're geo-tracking people.
That's not legal. You cannot bullshit. I can't imagine.
We're geo-tracking them.
What if we geo-track you, motherfucker? How do you like that? Go geo-track these fucking election
backsides of them.
Box watchers.
You know, people are freaking out because they say this picture doesn't prove anything. That's okay. We have the sauce. We're just showing you that we're out there, and people are coming and joining us, and it's great camaraderie. Going on in Michigan, we're about to go viral all over the state.
You are viral. You're viral as fuck. You're a fucking virus.
We love camping outside the drop boxes and calling people the N-word when they come close.
You're a giant virus. You're very viral. That is correct.
Showing you that we're out there and people are coming and joining us, and it's great camaraderie. Going on in Michigan, we're about to go viral all over the state. I've got people all lined up, getting ready to march out there around your boxes, so be on notice. Tudor Dixon, Matt.
You're going to be marching around your boxes. Which is kind of the way the Republicans roll. But they're going to be they're going to be marching around your boxes.
March right
in Michigan.
Through your box.
Yeah.
We're here to help. If you need me, shout me out. We've got your back.
Shout me out.
Tell us what are you saying? The mules have to understand you're being watched. Okay, you're being watched.
The mules. These are those fictional mules.
Who are the
from
mules?
That stupid Dinesh D'Souza fraud movie, 2000 Mules.
These are the people. The mules are the people that are taking the votes and putting them in their ass and going to Mexico.
Yeah. These are the ones that they're geo-tracking, that she says, the mules. And these are just people who are going to the fucking drop box to drop off their goddamn ballots.
What if we geo-track you, you fuck? Seriously, these box walkers, they're going to track us voting? We're going to track you. How do you like that shit?
Nonstop, 24 hours a day. And we don't care if the left doesn't like it. Hey, tough. We're not allowing this thing to be stolen by ballot harvesting. Melody, I want you to stay through the break, but give us, where do people go on the site? How do people volunteer to become a part of your program?
go to cleanelectionsusa.org.
cleanelectionsusa.org.
Go to cleanelectionsusa.org.
Oh my God. Mm.
Use the code, the special code.
Yay.
JFK Jr. is coming back.
Right. Oh, God. What? Hey, listen, that pisses me off about these people. That for 10 minutes, they will be all about this JFK Jr. shit. And then they just take it off the table like it never happened.
Well, some of them. Yeah,
That's not fair. That's fucking not fair. Now you're not talking about it. God. What happened to JFK Jr.? Why didn't he show up?
I would play the rest of the clip, but the internet is out again.
Of course. Of course. We got how much internet? We got just a little internet today. We have internet rations in
Please,
Florida.
May I have some more?
No, I have another kilobyte of internet. I will stab you for it.
Do you think it's DeSantis? You think he's coming after us?
Well, not on foot.
I think we're back.
Yay.
This is, I would normally save it for Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
But this is, you know, kind of newsworthy, I guess. Over at Elijah Streams.
Okay. These are the prophets.
Yeah. And, the Bunsen Honeydew LARPer, Steve Schultz, who hosts it, who is a great straight man for these loonies while Kat Kerr is talking about,
right,
about candy cane boats and John Wayne shooting westerns in heaven.
It's some solid shit.
He's like going, ooh, oh, really?
This is a pretty good insanity. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to beat this shit.
Well, Steve Schultz over at Elijah List has some big news.
Yes.
Announcement. We told you a few weeks ago that because of the grief that YouTube was giving us.
Oh, it's cutting out.
Is that the internet? Damn, you motherfuckers. God damn it, Al Gore. You could have invented this better.
Well, YouTube has yanked them to give the end of the clip.
Right.
YouTube has terminated the Elijah Streams channel.
Oh, shit, guys.
Due to their anti-vaxxer shit.
Just now they're doing that?
Well, you know.
Hey, YouTube, call us.
Well, probably the election denying shit.
Yes.
I don't know. Probably some anti-Semitic shit.
I mean, you know.
Announcement. We told you a few weeks ago that because of the grief that YouTube was giving us.
Balls.
The grief.
We would not be back on YouTube until December. December 1, because we were going to wait till all the strikes expired, and then we would start fresh on December 1. So we said, we'll just be on...
Having a hard time.
Why don't you go on some other platform, like scream the shit out of your window or something?
Rumble till December 1. Well, that's changed, because even though we committed no infraction, they decided to delete our channel. Right. Wow. They just deleted it. They deleted it outright. They took what amounts to, this would be like if we had a whole studio built and thousands of people coming to see it, the program because of the studio. This is as if they took a bulldozer and bulldozed it to the ground because they could.
Do you think so?
This is the most we've ever heard him talk.
Steve, you just lost your YouTube thing. But you had it for so long doing that bullshit. You made money off of it, right? I mean, think of it like that.
Yeah, well,
they finally
yeah.
caught up with you saying all this dumb fucking...
I actually would have liked to have seen how many views their stuff got. No, it's gone. The channel's gone, but I would have popped over there to see. I didn't know they had a YouTube
right.
channel.
Well, why don't you just put things on a blog?
So any legal consequences to themselves, they don't go to jail. They might as well lit a match to that channel.
They don't go to jail. Because it's equivalent, YouTube, it's equivalent to burning down an auditorium where thousands of people have come to watch his show.
Yes. You know what? They would, that's a comparison Republicans would make. You're shadow banning me. I'm shadow banned. We got to stop that.
So it said they were on a hiatus after getting two strikes. I don't know what caused the third strike, but
Well, it was something weird.
So somewhere, I'm sure, we'll make sure we get to see Cat Kerr and all the other prophets for profit.
The great thing is...
The firefighter prophet.
Yeah.
That dude.
Mark
Tyler.
Is he part of this?
Mark Tyler.
This is a huge blow to the
there was a schism, though, remember? I don't know if I don't know if he stuck with Elijah List or not.
Well, I mean, just you know, he can't be on YouTube anymore. That's the free market. Now this is an opportunity. You can build your own platform. I'm sure it'll be good.
There was a little profit schism.
Yeah.
Because remember, Mark Taylor accused other prophets of intercepting his prophecies with dark angels.
Hey, motherfuckers. Right. That is so.
The Hogwarts owls that were flying from the Lord's angels to Mark Taylor's inbox somehow were intercepted by evil angels of darkness.
You know,
and these other prophets.
Right. You just got to have something to combat these evil angels. That's a problem. Why can't they ever win? How is a bunch of powerful prophets stymied by YouTube's regulation? They can't, there's no magic they have. What about, if you can see into the future, didn't you know this would happen?
Well, yeah.
Isn't there something about their abilities that would help them deal with this situation?
Well, I don't, Satan, I guess. I guess they can't predict Satan.
Who knew that prophets anointed by God could be stymied by three strikes on a YouTube account? That's amazing. No wonder you guys couldn't do shit against Covis. Can't even fight YouTube.
Oh, God, there's another clip I would like to play. Of Rubio at the debate.
Right.
Let's see if it kicked in yet.
That's a method of voting that doesn't advantage one group or another. There's danger involved in drop boxes. People need to think about it. Okay, imagine someone decides, oh, there's a drop box. I'm just going to put some explosive in it and blow it up and burn all of those ballots.
Drop boxes aren't safe. What if people start bombing them? Because that's a thing.
What is this?
Because that's a thing.
Has that happened?
No.
What the fuck, dude? That...
But I'll guarantee you, if it's going to happen, it's going to be some maggot going into a traditionally black area.
Yes, and doing
and
it, sure.
And bombing them there.
You know what? This is a guy not having a good debate. Right.
I think people laugh at him.
Box. I'm just going to put some explosive in it and blow it up and burn all of those ballots, and now those votes don't count at all. Okay, there is something with elections. There are two things that are very important. Number one, the count has to be accurate. The votes have to be counted accurately. But the other is there has to be public confidence. The public has to believe that the elections.
Oh, I heard this and this infuriated me. Who is undermining the public confidence in the votes? But those cunts.
But him right now, actually. Yeah,
him and the rest of his party that have been pushing the big lie.
He wants someone to think that if I vote by mail and then, I don't know, I put my ballot in a drop box, it could blow up.
Well,
that's what he wants me to be afraid of.
Well, yeah, Ryan.
Damn, Marco. Shit. That's fucked up. That's not going to happen to anybody.
All these people are just cartoon characters. They really are. Republican
all the time in that phone party. Went in your brain.
Man, they must have inhaled too much. I don't know what they make the foam out of.
I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm here for the foam party. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Ooh, Marco Rubio, come here.
This person says Marco Rubio has done nothing but lie and post Bible verses. You see that he posts Bible verses.
Does he really?
On his Twitter all the time.
Oh my God, what a loser. Jesus.
Such
what
a piece of shit.
Fuck. These Republicans. What does that do for anybody? Here's some bullshit from a book nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody cares. Fuck off.
I guess things didn't go so well for Herschel yesterday.
Did he have another debate?
Well, he had an event.
They let him outside to talk?
He spoke in Atlanta outside of, it says, Columbia Towers apartment building, which is owned by Raphael Warnock's church.
Yeah. Did he flash his badge?
Walker blasted Warnock because the church is reportedly evicting some of the tenants. So they show up there.
Right.
He said, I'm going to take a couple questions, he announced, before being asked if any of the people being used as props at the event had received eviction notices.
Oh, God.
So there's people standing behind him. Yeah. That he's probably like, these people have gotten eviction notices, and none of them have. they're just extras that are standing there.
It's film. He's making a short film. That's what this is.
He says, there might be audio of this. He said the candidate became combative instead of answering the question.
Right.
No, we want you to go in and see the people behind us, he said. That's the reason we're here. You're here in Atlanta, and you have not come down to see this, so I have brought you. Now, you can go in and see the people right here.
Okay.
I hope you're going to go in. Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that or not? Okay. And the reporter said, yes.
what am I doing, Herschel? Help me out here, buddy.
And she asked the question again. Are those people who...
Were they evicted?
The ones standing behind you.
Why are they here? Why are those people here? Are they actors?
And he said, walk over and visit the people.
Okay.
And the crowd started yelling, answer the question, answer the question, answer the question.
Right.
Walker yelled back, next question. And the crowd yelled back.
Yeah.
Fox News reported one angry man in the crowd used a slur against Walker. Reportedly, it says Fox, however, could not back up its statement. It's
yes.
With a video.
Right.
But it said, someone said, this is all a stunt. He's nothing but a house N-word.
Jeez.
There, Fox alleges, without video.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how good this audio is, but here.
Right, and I want to thank you again for coming and thank all you here for being here. And I'm going to take a couple of questions. You're so far back, I don't know if you can answer.
So behind him, there's a bunch of people holding some kind of protest sign. I'm sure that's like, you know, Raphael Warnock, don't evict us or something.
Is this the worst campaign, like, ever? Is it really?
But it
these people.
But it turns out that these are, these aren't, the people that are getting evicted.
And I'm going to take a couple of questions. You're so far back, I don't know if you can answer. If I can hear them. Yes, if you can hear the question.
Any of the people behind you, have they received eviction notices? And if so, could they speak to us?
No, we want you to go in and see the people behind us. That's the reason you're here. I hope you're going to go in and see the people behind us.
But there's a row of people 2 feet behind him. There's 8 to 10 people standing there. And
who are these people?
And they're like, did they receive eviction notices? Let them come up to the podium. This would be good for you, Herschel. This is what you want. You want these people to say, "I'm Raphael Warnock is evicting me." But it turns out none of them were. But he's like, "No, we want you to go see the people behind me."
Are they just there to hold signs? Then they're actors, I guess.
They're props.
What is going on, dude?
This is so bizarre. We're really in the upside down right now when it comes to these Republicans.
Christopher Guest just shut his production company down.
Why bother? Like, it's satire,
no one's going to believe any of this shit anymore.
No, we want you to go in and see the people behind us. That's the reason you're here. I hope you're going to go in and see the people behind us. That's the reason I brought you down here. You're here in Atlanta, and you have not come down to see this. So I brought you down here so now you can go in and see the people right here. I hope you're going to go in. Are you going to do that or no? No, are you going to do that or no?
Yes, but
oh, you want to go ahead. So that's the reason I brought you here. I brought you here to go down right here, walk over right here, walk over and visit the people.
He's pointing to the building. He's pointing through the crowd, the line behind him.
I get
and
it.
He's pointing to the building behind
I
him.
I understand what's happening here. The people behind him are like, do you remember that
like
movie?
The Pips?
No. Do you remember one of the movies with Sacha Baron Cohen and Paula Abdul was in it?
Yeah, yeah, Borat.
Where the people were furniture. Yeah. That's what this is. It's just like that.
They couldn't get an easel to hold their poster.
No.
So they hired some humans.
Whiteboards are expensive, easels.
Craigslist wanted a dozen people to hold up posters behind Herschel Walker.
Does he ever say right here, I'll walk over.
They're probably all just volunteers in his campaign.
Then what's wrong? Why did he say that? They're campaign volunteers. They're working on my campaign and carrying a sign that's important to me. That makes sense. Right. Instead,
walk over and visit the people, and we want to make sure you visit the people here.
Answer the question.
You're going to go in and visit the people as well. You're going in and visit the people. Got that question? Yes. Next question.
You got my vote, version.
Next. Yes. Go ahead. I got her right here.
You got my vote. You might be boy,
senator.
Oh boy.
That might be Senator.
Trump Walker 2024.
Oh my God.
That guy.
Oh, that ain't going to happen.
I tell you what.
Trump's not going to stand on the stage.
With a black person?
With him, yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You lost your mind.
Yeah.
He'll reluctantly pick a woman, and right. It's going to be Kristi Noem. God. My prediction.
We just can't have nice things in this country. It's just if the Republicans are just going to, at some point, one of these monsters is going to get elected.
Right.
I mean, it's happened. What am I saying? That's the dumbest thing I've ever said. That has happened. That's already happened. We have Ted Cruz. We had Trump. So the monsters are elected in here. Scarier monsters.
Then, speaking of,
yes,
we got a few more minutes here on the big show that's not being broadcast live right now. Right. Thanks for downloading, everybody. Ooh. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, Pat.
I'll just give the headline and what I remember of the story from memory. Okay. that Trump is that the case again? Oh, here we go. This E. Jean Carroll case against Trump is
going forward.
Is a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Right. This is a civil case, right?
And that a couple of analysts have been saying that, you know, the Trump. Yeah, this is a dangerous case for Trump.
Right.
God damn it.
So if E. Jean Carroll wins a civil case against Trump,
it's money.
But it means that he raped her.
It means that a jury will find him civilly culpable for an assault. Yes.
I don't. Yeah, it seems like.
But the statute of limitations is gone, so he couldn't be charged criminally. Anyway, I guess.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
God, there's a story that Grassley's Democratic challenger is catching up
in a foot
Iowa.
Race or in the election. Oh my God! I mean, is Grassley is he running?
Grass could catch up to Grassley in a foot race.
I mean, when I say running, he's campaigning. Yeah, he's going to.
He is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any one of these guys that can barely do his shit? Isn't that true with some of these people? Like some of these.
He seems to be slightly more capable than others that are up there in their octogenarian years.
He's a Republican from Iowa.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Got Reifert.
And he was, you know, he tries to play this middle of the road bullshit, but he was pretty insurrection-y.
Yeah.
And trying to get the election overturned.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
But now,
right.
God, 89, and he's seeking an eighth consecutive term.
Is he
debating?
He's going
to be 95 when he's done.
Has he been, I mean, is he going to debate the Democratic challenger?
It says he faces a real chance of defeat, as polls are showing the Democratic challenger, Michael Franken, I don't believe related to Al, is now within a couple of points.
Damn! Oh, shit, Chuck. What are you going to do now if you lose your job in government, what will you do with your retirement?
Franken is a retired Navy vice admiral. He's trailing Grassley by just a couple of points.
Yeah.
What's being dubbed as the sleeper race of the 2020 midterms, because he was supposed to be easy cakewalk.
Right. Well, not a cakewalk for him isn't really an easy
thing. A cake
thing.
Shuffle.
Right.
The latest numbers out of Iowa, writes the Des Moines Register.
Yes.
Are truly shocking. Grassley, is it 46 to Democrat Mike Franken's 44% among likely voters?
I don't know anything about this Democrat, but if I lived in Iowa, I'm going to vote for him, not this Grassley guy. What kind of choice is this? Vote for this.
His seat is still considered likely, but they say Grassley is beginning to show signs of nervousness. Today, Grassley was on Fox and is unable to account for why his opponent is surging. He also compared his situation to that of Ron Johnson, who's in danger of losing his seat to Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Oh, my dear friends of Wisconsin, my second home state, please go out and vote en masse to get rid of Ron fucking Johnson.
That's the worst one. That is the worst one. He's so fucked up.
The Fox host said, "You've been there for 40 years. You usually win in a landslide. What's going on?" And Grassley said, "Well, I don't know what's going on, but I know this. In order to get reelected in Iowa, you got to work hard. You got to convince the people they should vote for you." Y-A. I'm going to tell people that are listening, just like I tell Iowans, if you're interested in helping me and you want to keep these investigations going, keep the investigations going.
So that's what he has to do now.
Yeah.
Now he has to reach over to the nasty fringe. I get it.
I'm like Senator Ron Johnson, he says. I've got to have some help to get reelected. I'd appreciate your help.
Take some Geritol and start goose-stepping, you fuck. Because that's what you're going to have to do to get those troglodytes out to fucking vote for you. Oh, God. Go get the Nazi vote. God,
it would be, you know, we can't really hope for it. But a blue tsunami would be really, really cool. A sleeper blue tsunami,
but
where we take Iowa, we take a couple of these other places
Georgia.
That we weren't supposed to.
Oh, wait.
And then that motherfucker, those motherfuckers, Sinnemann and Manchin, are rendered useless.
That's right. And, you know, Mitch McConnell did have a point that he said that, what did he say the problem with the new candidates were for the Senate?
Their
quality?
Yes. I believe the word was quality.
Lacking. Oh, isn't it?
Really? Well, what a shocker.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have any speech. Like I've said it a million times. Not one. Find me a Republican that you would let walk the dog around the block and you'd feel okay. I think about it.
George Bush, I think I would let.
Which one?
He loves dogs. Well, the one's dead, so I'm not going to.
No way.
I'm not going to
no
let
way.
Poppy Bush
no.
drive.
No. No.
I'm certainly not going to let Mitt Romney.
No.
Colin Powell. But I would let George Bush. He seems to love dogs.
Colin Powell, maybe.
Dead?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Eisenhower's dead. Lincoln was a decent Republican.
What about any of our senators?
How far
senators?
Back do we have to go?
Any of our senators in Florida? No. Any?
No. Rick Scott or Rubio? I wouldn't.
Get away.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Get away from me, motherfuckers.
Matt Gaetz, I don't.
Get away from the dog!
He even bothers me when he's in the town.
This dog's too old for you, you dumb fuck.
So, shockingly,
yeah.
Chuck Grassley doesn't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
No, you don't, man.
Why aren't people voting for me?
Yeah, usually these Iowa conservatives are very reliable. These shitbags will come out right. And vote for me. I don't know what happened. What happened? How did he lose it? How did the romance fizzle between him and his shitty fucking constituents out there in Iowa?
Well, he lost his buddy Steve King.
Did that matter?
Congress, so.
His little Nazi friend?
He might have.
It's so sad. What a sad Chuck Grassley. I gotta clean out my office.
Steve King in Iowa with the stars and bars on his desk.
Could Steve King...
Confederate flag. You're from Iowa, you fucker.
It's not even close. It's not even... The dumbest person wouldn't think Iowa was in the South. Steve, you just like that flag for some reason.
Right, right. He just knows he can't do the Nazi flag as much as he would love to have a swastika in there.
That would be the
he
nice
knows
thing.
That would have been too much.
See, that's the nice thing about not living in the South. You don't worry about your elected representatives rocking the Confederate flag, but then there's Steve King.
Right.
Then there's Steve. What a loser.
We're almost out of time here on the big show. I'm going to my cell phone for the news because we have
don't have any internet
has
man.
Gone belly
no
up.
Internet, no nothing.
But we continue to
we still
record.
Have, we still have our guns and our knives. We can still stab and shoot each other here in Florida, so that's okay.
Many people do.
Absolutely.
Like the other day.
Yes.
We did the story of the two assholes that were shooting at each other on the highway and shot each other's child daughters.
It's not. It's nothing.
They both lived. They're both okay.
There's nothing funny about it, but it's so insane.
Yeah. One took one in the leg and another one in the chest and punctured her lung, but everybody's okay. But nonetheless, it's these two road raging assholes. I saw their mugshots. As you would expect.
Yeah. Idiots. Like
dumb
maggot.
White guys. Yeah.
Maggot looking motherfuckers.
Dumb white guys.
I mean, are you shooting your gun at the same time? You're like, put your seatbelt on. This just doesn't make any sense. It's just, that's just stupidity.
The
people on bicycles don't shoot each other.
Well, it's tough. Yeah. You got to Annie Oakley that shit.
I think there was a serial killer that rode around on a bike in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary. A federal judge today has ordered the release of emails from John Eastman.
Oh, shit.
Former Trump attorney to House investigators saying the communications were made in furtherance of a crime related to Trump's efforts to subvert the 2020 election.
No shit, John. Well, is he going to represent himself in this matter?
A judge said it's going to come to that. The emails show that President Trump knew that the specific numbers of voter fraud were wrong, but continued to tout those numbers both in court and to the public, wrote the judge.
Damn!
The court finds that these emails are sufficiently related to and in furtherance of a conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Shit. John, that's illegal. You defrauded us, you fuck. God.
So Eastman's emails that he's been fighting.
Yes.
And Trump has been saying executive privilege. are being ordered turned over.
Man, it's just not looking good for Trump and all his little minions, right?
It's not.
You're going to end up in jail.
And from different fronts.
Poor.
Who would have known that this documents bullshit, you know, would help take that motherfucker down?
That one got me. I wouldn't have thought Trump would. I believe it, but. Since when can somebody just walk out with boxes of documents from the White House?
Well, they do. You can. But they've, in the past, they haven't been top secret.
I tell you what.
Or they've vetted them and they had permission from the archives to take said documents.
Good job, Nara. Good job, man. Maybe next time. Next time? I guess
we're just about out of here, but other good news. Another shocker.
Shocker.
Is, you know what race is ending up closer than they had ever expected? Utah. Fucking Mike Lee.
Senator Mike Lee is going to lose?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Washington Post today outlined a potentially chaotic situation that could unfold if an upset occurs in the Utah Senate race. A contest few people thought would be competitive, but some polls are now showing could end up to be really close. Evan McMullen.
Oh, yeah.
They like him there. Independent Evan McMullen's Utah Senate campaign has thrown a wrench in Republicans' majority math by threatening to unseat Mike Lee.
Is he anti-choice, Evan McMullen?
I don't know. He's an independent. I don't know.
Oh, God.
While it remains unlikely McMullen could pull off the upset, the current 50-50 Senate's majority rests on a knife's edge, making even dim prospects loom large. The scenario in which McMullen could wield power comes if the other results break 50 seats for Republicans and 49 for Democrats.
Oh, shit. And then he would be the guy you'd have to suck off to get anything good.
But McMullen has repeatedly vowed not to caucus with either side, meaning he's not going to be like Bernie and always vote with the Democrats.
Right.
Angus King, same.
Yes.
So he's going to be courted heavily by both sides. Oh, my God.
Wait, so every little easy decision that any person would want to be like, yes, we're going to vote for that, you're going to have to waddle over and suck his dick, suck Manchin's dick, suck Sinema's dick.
Says on one hand, he's a conservative former Republican who was drawn to run for office by Trump, by his opposition to Trump. He must also know that aligning with Republicans would give him the best chance in Ruby Red, Utah, at having anything more than a one-term career in the Senate, but it would also be rather discordant for McMullen to align with Republicans after he's been running against one of them and harshly criticizing the party's Trump-era exploits, even saying that McConnell should never be majority leader again.
I mean, McMullen, he would be better than Mike Lee, you know, right?
And it appears the Democrats are helping McMullen.
Oh, that's funny. Shit.
Because they probably know they're not going to win in Utah.
That's right, Pat.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow. Our fucking internet's working.
Right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, etc. We'll hit you up mañana.
DTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.